This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. There is no question that we are a country of smartphone addicts, but there's a problem. As consumers move more and more from computers towards smartphones and tablets, the ad dollars just aren't moving along with them. That was reflected in Google's earnings last week. So starting today, the tech giant plans to nudge advertisers along by requiring ad campaigns to be offered across all platforms. Marketplace's Stacey Vanek Smith reports.
Google's plan bundles ad packages, so would-be advertisers are basically forced to buy tablet and mobile ads when they buy ad space on Google.
Mobile advertising is actually an unsolved problem.
Carl Howe is a tech analyst with the Yankee Group. He says even the most successful mobile companies are struggling with ads. Demand is sluggish and prices are low.
You have the constraint that you have a very small screen and that the consumer is usually doing something else, like walking down the street.
And does not want to see an ad pop up and cover their street map. Tech consultant Tim Beharin says companies will figure out how to deliver effective ads on mobile devices because that's where all the consumers are going.
But there's no question, mobile will be a viable and very powerful advertising medium over time.
Mobile advertising brings in $3 billion a year and is growing 25% annually. It may grow faster than that if companies follow Google and start forcing advertisers into mobile. In New York, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.